I'll be honest, it seems like the way this played out, it seems like Gordon Hayward did in fact make his decision sometime last night or this morning, and then in the end it leaked out, and I think his team really wanted to tell the Jazz and put out the Players Tribune post and thank Utah in their own way, and they kind of had this all planned out, and when all of a sudden it leaked early, it seemed like they I don't know if made up is the right word, but made it put out there that that they were still thinking about this decision. And then, so 5 hours later, Gordon Hayward puts up the Players Tribune article saying that he is indeed leaving Utah. And so that hence the confusion with multiple reports saying that he was going to Boston, and then people from Hayward's camp saying, in fact, that he hadn't decided yet. It was a confusing day for us Jazz reporters and, of course, Jazz fans, too.
Now, obviously, there's going to be a little bit of hatred no matter what when he decides to leave. Do you think this will be compounded by the fact that there was so much confusion today?
Honestly, I think maybe some of it, yeah. I mean, I think there is, you know, I think he tried to do the right thing, to be absolutely clear. And I think he is really, he really does mean it when he says all those things in the Players Tribune article. He does have a legitimately good relationship with Quinn Snyder, Johnny Bryant, Jeremy Evans. Even guys like Doug Burrell, the Jazz massage therapist, you know, he has good relationships with a lot of people on this team and on this roster. But in the end, that he kind of pulled the plug a little bit or put it out there a little bit too early, and then, you know, kind of was a little bit dishonest about whether or not he was deciding. And again, we don't know this for sure. But that's certainly what it seems like, and what reports are telling me is that he kind of played an act a little bit of this afternoon in order to get this out at the right time. So, yeah, I think it's a little bit fair for Jazz fans to be a little bit angry about how this was handled.
Perfect. Now, moving forward, what does this mean for the Jazz? What does this mean for Jazz fans?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a very, very bad sign for the Jazz. I mean, I don't know that the playoffs are out of the question yet, and I think they'll still be competitive in the Western Conference, but Gordon Hayward is a 5-10 win player. I mean, he was a big part of what the Jazz did last season, being either their best or second best player behind Rudy Gobert. And so, like, their offense will really struggle, I think, without Gordon Hayward. They really relied on his ability to create his own shot last year and create for others as well. And now the Jazz don't really have that guy. So they'll need to go out and find a replacement for him, obviously, at that small forward position. There's already talks of him, of the Jazz meeting with Otto Porter, who's the Washington Wizards small forward, who may fill that role a little bit. But quite frankly, no one they're going to get is going to be as efficient of a scorer or as good of an all-around player as Gordon Hayward is.
Okay, fantastic. I'm racking my brain right now. I'm sure there's something else that I should ask you. As a sports reporter, would you add anything more, something that I may not know as a layman?
No, I mean, I do think it's important to note that, you know, Jazz fans, I think the billboards and the videos and everything else that they made for him, I think it really did make an impact on Gordon Hayward and made this decision harder, but in the end, you know, that's sports and that's life. I don't know if you should include this in your wrap up, but that's just the way it goes. You know, like it's for whatever reason, someone else has left Utah, and it's a little bit tough for Jazz fans to take for sure.